Visual awareness is a key element to communication, and in a world dominated by images, it's important that students demonstrate an understanding of visual literacy and the ability to look at a picture, look at an image, and determine significant facts about it or develop intelligent opinions about it. Podcasts and images can be used by students to verify such an understanding of visual literacy. This particular example would have students examine, in this case, two pictures of Lewis and Clark and the Lewis and Clark expedition of the early 1800s, and ask students to determine what the painter is trying to portray in these pictures and what significance each image has in relaying historical information. Students might access this lesson remotely and articulate their own views either via a podcast of their own or through blogging or writing about their observations about these pictures of Lewis and Clark. One critical piece would be for students to determine the lens through which these paintings were created. That is, was the painter intending the viewer to see what's taking place through the eyes of the Shoshone or through the eyes of Lewis and Clark and the exploration team? And as they toggle back and forth between the pictures, they draw out these ideas and come to some conclusions that they can defend based on historical fact, perhaps based on activities that took place in class. They situate their observations within a more broad context of discussions and readings and interaction that's taken place inside and outside of class. Some observations that might be made include evidence of cooperation between Lewis and Clark and the Native Americans, as reflected in the sort of friendly posture that could be determined from image one. On the other hand, the second image, I think, reveals a much more cautious perspective on the part of the Shoshone, as Sacagawea seems to be the liaison between the tribal leaders and the settlers or the explorers, and the appearance is that there's much greater cause for concern on the part of the Native Americans, or perhaps the Shoshone group is portrayed as being aggressive, and that was another barrier that the exploration team had to overcome. This is a lesson that's appropriate for students who are in the upper elementary grades all the way into high school. And again, it reinforces concepts of visual literacy that are so important today.